Welcome to the Mortgage Update with Dan Frio. For over 10 years, Dan has been helping AM 1160 listeners. With so many companies to choose from and hundreds of loan options, the mortgage process can be confusing and costly. Be sure to listen each day for Dan and learn the difference between FHA, VA, and conventional loans. You'll also learn how to negotiate lower interest rates and fees, as well as steps to buying your first home and whether refinancing makes sense. Stay tuned to find out why Chicago's top realtors are choosing Dan Frio.
Welcome to the Mortgage Update with Dan Frio. And I, of course, am Dan Frio. And I'd love for you to reach out. And the reason why I want you to reach out, one, I need to know you're listening. And two, I want to know the questions that you have. Questions, concerns, issues. You might just have, there's so much bad information out on the web that's why I'm doing this. And that's why I love doing what I do, because so many people are getting duped and not being informed. And, you know, knowledge is king. And as the Bible always says, seek wise counsel. I'll say I'm the wise counsel in this arena. So if you're looking for anything in regards to mortgages or real estate, please reach out. Reach out to me and my team. We'd love to help you. Today, once again, and I conned in Joe to come in again today. Reason being is we're getting a lot of phone calls of people that they're wanting to get pre-approved for a home. However, they got to get rid of the current house they're in. That's a scenario, many scenarios I have right now. Unfortunately, I also have some scenarios right now of people getting divorced and they need to do something and they're just seeking wise counsel on that and how and when to do it. So I asked Joe to come in and basically talk to us about what do we do in these situations? What happens if you want to sell your house? What do you do? So I'm going to throw the show is yours, buddy.
Oh, good.
Today, I want you to explain to people if they're in need, let's say they don't even have to, they want to sell their house. They either want to or they have to. Tell us who you are.
Yep.
And walk them through how, what, where, when, and why what they need to do and why you. There's a million other realtors out there. Why Joe?
Right. So my name is Joe Schiller. I'm with Berkshire Hathaway downtown. The office we're with is Koenig Rubloff. And basically what we're really good at, and after the experience of, hundreds and hundreds of sales, up near 1,000, is that we handle complicated life. It's pretty easy when everything's simple and you have that perfect house that you want to buy or sell. But most people don't have that. Most people have complications, and the complications require people that have wisdom, as Dan mentioned, to get everything lined up so we don't crash into any brick walls is our little slogan here. What we're trying to do is sort of evaluate where you're at in your life and tell you what we have experienced and what would be the best course of action. Often people have to sell a house that in order to buy another house. Most people don't want to hang on to their first house, although it can be hang on to as an investment, and we can work with that. And Dan can build mortgage opportunities around that. But most people end up selling their house, and they want to get, at least market value or better, and then buy another one. So what we're going to do is we're going to help you understand how to sell your house for the absolute best the market's going to, offer in a reasonable amount of time. And then create the opportunity for you to buy a house for the best value that's available in a reasonable amount of time. And that requires a little bit of planning, and that's what we do. We sort of lay out the whole scenario for you of how a house sale works, how we're going to go about marketing it, when we expect to have offers, how we give feedback, how the internet and other things tell us where you're sitting in the market. It's called market position. If you're in a good market position to sell, you will get absolutely the best buyers because there's two parts to a sale. There's somebody buying and somebody selling. When you're selling, you're looking for somebody who's a little distressed. I got to buy a house. I just got transferred here. We just had a baby. We want a bigger house. We sold our other house. We're distressed. We want to buy something. We are always shopping to find that person who's going to pay the premium for a house. And that's what we give you in the form of feedback, and you'll really, really, really understand where you sit in the market and your position and what people think about it. And for sellers, for buyers, we're looking for a distressed seller. Hey, guess what? kids are gone. You know, we can't take another day here. We want to move to Florida. Okay, great. So we're looking for things that opportunity exists for a buyer, and I will help you understand like how things sit in the market and the position and why it's a good value. It's not always the cheapest house in the block. It's the best house in the block. And that's really, really important to understand is often you're looking for a good neighborhood and you're looking for something that's been fairly well taken care of and you're looking for something that people want to sell. So we help you understand how to evaluate all that kind of stuff. The reason I like to use Dan is because it is so important to be ready to go when it's time to go. The business is, the numbers are huge. The percentages are vast. So you're talking 3, 4, 5, 6% of it, say, downtown, 400,000 all day long. But even at 100,000 or 200,000, you're talking $8, $10, $12, $15, $20,000 that can be, a decision can be made and that money can shift to one part or the other. And we're going to really protect you on both sides of that equation, that shift is for you and not for somebody else. And having a team like people with Dan, where you're able to have a lot of inventory of buyers ready to go. And then, I help you with the selling end. We really optimize your position in the market and we make it pretty, drama-free is our goal, is the word we use. We're trying to just give you as much opportunity as we can to make as much money as you can and move on with your life and take it and step into that next season.
Let me ask you, I'm going to jump in here one second. I apologize if I blew your train of thought. Why Joe?
Yeah. So I got a team of 8 people and we all specialize in little parts of this equation. The big umbrella is Berkshire Hathaway is a national, it's probably one of the top 10 most recognized names in the world, definitely in the United States. And people that aren't from Chicago will look into the Chicago market and they'll recognize that name. So we get a lot of people calling us from outside the market. Second thing is great reputation. They don't hire a lot of people who don't know what they're doing, and they keep pretty tight reins on what you're doing, what you're producing, and how you're doing it. So you get these very high level agents working there, and that's why I moved there. It's just a whole new ball game of good professional people. And the biggest thing that I give people, and I would say this is without question my number one thing that's sort of promoted, is I give a lot of feedback, and people are very, very clear about what's happening with their house, why it's selling, why it's not selling. And I am able to explain to them where their price point is and what staging might need to happen and what investments might need to be made in order for them to optimize their position. And people really like that. I pick up listings all the time where I couldn't sell my house, and within 2 months we have it sold. And it's not necessarily the price. It's how we did it. It's that they understand why it's selling and why it's not selling. And then they understand the coaching I'm giving them.
Cool. I'm going to throw a curveball at you.
Sure.
Like I said, God always throws
a curveball. Step back. I'm good at curves.
So the realtors that advertise, if we don't sell your house in 30 days, we'll buy it.
Yeah.
How does that work?
Yeah. How does that work?
I mean, you 30 days is tough.
That's moving.
And these, I mean, I'm assuming that these realtors don't have billions to spend to keep buying these homes.
Yeah.
So I think I know what happens.
Yeah.
But it's kind of like me on the side of the Rocket mortgages and all that. I have my biases and I can tell you my perspective of it. What's your perspective of that? We'll buy your house if it doesn't sell.
It's a cherry picking thing. If you put that out there enough, you're going to get people who, number one, need to sell quickly because it's implying you need to sell quickly. And second of all, I can't tell you how many deals they don't take, those people. They might see 40 deals and take 2. And then what they're offering you is a buyout at about 80% of market.
Got it. That's
real
my
simple stuff.
That was my assumption. Yeah. So, okay. So that's great there. So here's a thing that I hear from some of the clients that I've worked with in the past, and they're like, well, I got to sell this house and because I need it to buy the next house.
Right.
My realtor isn't doing a thing.
Right.
What's your kind of, you take it from there.
Yeah. So we have a program where we run, you'll see this on the website. It gives just a basic outline of what we do, which is BerkshireBrokerTeam.com. Go to the seller page and that sort of gives you an outline of what we do. And it's very simple and it's that way for a reason. My site's pretty simple and it's that way for a reason. this is not rocket science. This is following direction and having you and I having very clear understanding of where we're going. So how you sell a house is there's three levels. There is the pre-market, which we go out and find people that have been looking in the market, have not been successful at buying. After that, there's the first offering market, which is where we come out to people and say, hey, this is new on the market. Let's get it done. And then there's the third part of the deal is the marketing is your standard marketing, which is the first 30 to 60 days. And that's a scenario where we try and optimize your position and get you the most looks possible. And the one thing we do promise you, and this is a promise that I don't think very many people do, we will show your home. My team will show your home more than anybody else in the MLS. And the way we do that is we are very strict about this. You must sponsor an open house once or twice a week because we need to be there. We need to push your marketing into the open house world and then show during that time. And we're there every week. Most of my team does two open houses a week for an hour and a half at each house. And we optimize your showings. We are always there. And just doing that, we're actually showing the house more than almost any other. In fact, I know we are more than any other agent. And that's a promise we make. And if we're taking the listing, we should be showing it more than any other agent.
Gotcha. That's really cool.
Yeah.
I go around my neighborhood and I see houses that have been for sale for like forever.
Yeah.
And nothing ever, I don't see anything. Not that I'm not actively looking to purchase, but I mean, there's What's one house on? In the corner, a couple blocks from me. I mean, it's been on the market for 6-8 months. And to me, I don't know. Well,
then you get nervous about your neighborhood. What's going on?
Yeah,
here?
Exactly. Well, yeah. You hit that on the point. I'm like, I don't want to sell now, but you know, a couple of years from now, you know, will I have to sell? So I want to thank you so much for tuning in right now. Please hang out for 2 more minutes. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the Mortgage Update with Dan Frio. And today, basically, we're putting Joe Schiller on a pedestal. It is, I wanted him to kind of take over this show today. And the reason being is we talk every day about mortgages. What we don't really focus on, and I apologize about this, we're not, you know, I want this to be the real estate show. So if you're looking to sell for any reason, what do you do? And that's what we're here for. And that's basically why I asked Joe to come back another day. And he's been here 4 days in a row. But I wanted him to say, Joe, there are clients out there that have to sell or need to sell, want to sell. What do you do? Why Joe? I guess that's basically my whole question. Why Joe? There's a ton of people out there. There's a ton of realtors as well as there's a ton of mortgage companies. You know, so why use me? I hopefully explain that every day, but why use Joe? And that Joe's going to tell us a little bit about that. But before you go on, please, please, please let them know how they get a hold of you. Cause this information's awesome, but if they can't track you down, it's no good.
Right. Well, Joe obviously can jump on your website. We're all affiliated with each other as team members. The easiest way to get a hold of me is jump on my website, BerkshireBrokerTeam.com, which is where you'll land with me, but then we affiliate out with all the different Berkshire offices around Chicago and get the best person to work with me and you, and we do teamwork. My phone number is 312-404-8850. What's going on in the market right now as far as real estate goes is that a lot of stuff isn't selling, and I get a lot of what they call expired listings or canceled listings or just people frustrated and calling me, and what's going on? I can't sell my house. And I'll tell you the three things I go right to is let's jump on the phone right away and get in line. You tell me what's going on with your house. I want to take you out to three other homes that are priced the same as your house, and I would show on the same evening as your house, and you tell me why they'd buy these other homes and not buy yours. This is super informative to people. They're actually in the game. They act as a buyer. We go out and look at three similar properties. And we sort of evaluate and talk about what they saw. Most people don't understand that when you're selling a house, it's a show. It's not where you live. It's the show. And it requires staging. It requires very clean windows. I mean, some people don't even wash their windows. It requires not a lot of clutter. And it requires access. A huge problem people have is they think their agent is taking every call that comes in and making sure that an appointment happens. Well, even if it's one, two, or even three agents, it's tough to make sure everybody can coordinate. You got your buyer's schedule, you got your buyer's agent schedule, you got your seller's agent, being me, schedule, and you got your schedule. Often, I'd say over 30 to 50% of the time, a showing is excluded because there is no ability for everybody to match up and show your property. We're very, very aware of this, and we really work to avoid that. You want a team. You want the ability for your agent to be able to move between different people on his team that can show your house, and we want to have a lot of premeditated showing schedule at your house so that we can get the buyers lined up and make sure they get in. It's a big deal, and I don't think a lot of people understand that. Staging is another big deal. Has your house cluttered? Is it put away correctly? Is there floor plans? Very important. A huge one. Are your windows clean? Your windows are your most beautiful thing. You look outside. Get your windows cleaned. They don't spend time on that. People make 50% of their decision when they pull up to a house. It's like dating. They walk up. I don't know why I like this person, but I do. Same thing with a house. Your curb appeal is so important. How your door opens, just your screen door, if it's beat up. It's all this stuff matters, and it is so easy to fix in relation to what it's going to require to negotiate to get around it. I always say a bucket of paint and a painter. A good painter is 35 to 50 an hour, and there can be more, but one to get the job done is about 35 to 50 an hour, and a bucket of paint is $28. You're going to negotiate $1,000 if your house isn't, if the room isn't painted. It's just being smart about your money. It's about being prepared. It's about being staged, and we do all of that with you. So what we're really into is making sure that you are looking your best and you understand that who's shopping you and what they're expecting. And I think between all those things I mentioned, especially going out and looking at your competition, which is extremely eye-opening, you learn a lot about, you know, how to sell your house.
Those are great tips. And
nice stuff.
You're just saying some of those things. I'm like, my wife's going to kill me. My windows are dirty.
When you get them cleaned, you're going to be like, gosh.
It's even like in the summer. Go off of this one. I got a question. Is this a good time of year to buy or sell a house in January, February, November, December? I kind of know the answer, but I have a lot of clients that'll call me, and they'll call in January or February or December saying, you know, in the spring or in the summer, I want to buy.
Yeah.
And my question normally is why? Well, that's when it's the best.
Yeah.
Or that's when the most houses are for sale.
Right.
Take it from there.
Yeah, yeah. So you're absolutely right. There is more inventory on the market during seasons of the spring and into summer and then a little bit in the fall than there is in the beginning of winter and the end of the year. However, there are, with less inventory, there are still buyers who need to buy. So it really sort of is six of one, half dozen of the other. I wouldn't say there's such a thing as a bad market except around major holidays. Maybe right at the beginning of the year. I always say Super Bowl is the kickoff for the spring market. So that's when it sort of really gets rolling. However, then your competition comes in. So you got to be careful of that. Less inventory is better for sellers. More inventory is better for buyers. So buyers often think, I'm going to wait till all the inventory is there. Okay, you're right. Guess what? You're going to get into 2- and 3-way offers. I'd say well over 50% of my offers are more than one person making a bid. Our properties, especially if you have a savvy agent who's selling, we're very good about, we smell the energy of the market. So if your house is hot, we'll actually push the offer requirements into the Sunday and Monday category to create stimulation to get you a higher price. If we're working with buyers, we want to make sure that we can corner the agent and get an answer out of them as quickly as possible without them doing that exact same thing to us, which most sellers brokers don't even think about. It just depends, and it also depends on when money's available and the good rates are available. What do you think? When the market picks up, do rates change much? Or does the market pick up because of rates?
You know what? I there's probably a lot of people that sit on the sidelines waiting for
optimal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But is there ever an ultimate,
No.
The ultimate time. It's like trying to time the stock market.
Right.
Read every report you could possibly find,
right,
and you'll never do it.
Right.
And if you do it, it's a complete fluke. So my let me go down this path real quick on values of homes. Illinois doesn't appreciate. You know, here's my story.
Okay.
Is I have some people that'll say, well, you know, it's bad timing now. The rates just went up. It's, you know, reasons why not to buy a home. Okay. So I always combat it with this story. Let's say you bought a house for $200,000. Okay. And it didn't appreciate a nickel in 15 years. Okay. All you bought it for $200,000. You took out a mortgage. You've paid that payment. That payment, normally, if you listen to some of the other shows, it's usually about equal to what you're paying in rent anyways. So you buy this house, and it's $200,000. You pay it, 15 years. It didn't move a nickel in appreciation. 15 years later, you go back, let's look at this. The house is still worth $200,000, but now you owe $110,000.
Wow.
You have $90,000 in equity, plus you wrote off all the interest.
Yep.
Probably all the taxes.
Yep.
You got huge tax breaks on that property as well. It's basically a forced savings account if you look at it that way. Interest rates, unless the rates really spike, you're not going to see a huge variance. It's because if rates went from 4 to 4.5, you're buying a $300,000 home, your payment's not going up $400.
Right.
It's minuscule to what it's going to be, and your rent's probably going to catch up to it very quick as well. The same way. So I don't know if I answered your question there.
Absolutely.
But there's no perfect timing. I saw, and I'm seeing the beginning of 2019 is hot. And I don't know why, but I think a lot of people are getting comfortable with their life situations. The dust has settled and now they're looking to buy.
Yeah.
And and there are some situations where, you know, it's divorces and things like that. I didn't realize, and honestly, I've done this a long time. There is a lot to do on your side of the fence.
Yeah, people. Oh, I'm going to put it on the computer. There's a couple of firms out there who are. I'll sell your house for a small percentage. I assure you that your house will not get noticed. It gets lost. There's too much on the market. Your house has to be put in front of people, and it requires manual effort, calling, sending, chasing down buyers, chasing down people who have been looking for 90 days at a different price point in a different neighborhood. Tell them, okay, come over and look at this. Computer, these companies that do this low interest, low commission rate stuff, they aren't doing any of that.
Yeah.
It just doesn't work that way.
So again, Joe, tell everybody how they get a hold of you. And also, Joe, if you go to 1160mortgage.com, he'll be on the page.
Yeah.
And you'll be able to track him down as well there. But give us your information. And again, thank you so much for coming in.
Oh, my pleasure. It's always good to come out. I'm located downtown. We have the main office downtown, but we work through all the offices throughout Illinois. We have a lot of offices we're affiliated with in the Berkshire Network. My easiest way to find me is the website, BerkshireBrokerTeam.com. That's Berkshire, like Berkshire Hathaway. BerkshireBrokerTeam.com. And my phone number is 312-404-8850.
Thank you so much, Joe.
Thank you again,
this is the Mortgage Update with Dan Frio. I, of course, am Dan Frio. If you'd like to reach me, call me at 630-338-1160 or 1160-1160-mortgage.com. Thank you so much for listening. God bless. Have a good night.
You've been listening to The Mortgage Update with Dan Frio. For over 10 years, Dan has been helping AM 1160 listeners. With so many companies to choose from and hundreds of loan options, the mortgage process can be confusing and costly. Be sure to listen each day for Dan and learn the difference between FHA, VA, and conventional loans. You'll also learn how to negotiate lower interest rates and fees, as well as steps to buying your first home and whether refinancing makes sense.